Hi, this is Elizabeth Smith McCrossin, MLA for Cumberland North. Today is Monday, November the 28th, and my mission for MLA for Cumberland North is to represent you, the people of Cumberland North. I'm an independent MLA, and I work for you, the people. Building on a foundation of truth and justice, determination and dedication, honesty, and being a servant leader empowering all people, each and every person. We build on the strength of our veterans before us, and we stand firm on the four pillars of excellence in healthcare, poverty reduction, caring for our Mother Earth, and entrepreneurship in our economy. We embrace our diversity, strive for equity and inclusiveness, and celebrate our history and arts and culture of our people. I am so thankful to the individual and collective efforts that have led to Friday's announcement from the provincial government. Back on September the 7th, we had a core group of about 50 people meet to discuss the urgent needs of those living unsheltered or homeless in our communities. We unified at the end of that meeting with one common goal, and that was to make sure that no one died this winter from living unsheltered or homeless in our communities. Since that date, we've added people every week to these efforts. There are weekly meetings at the Business Innovation Center every Wednesday at 5 p.m. for anyone that wants to help. Many of us have known for over a week or so that our provincial government was going to fund some staffing and a building for the winter for a winter emergency temporary shelter, because an existing organization that's been in place for close to 4 years now, if not more, the Cumberland Homelessness and Housing Support Association, otherwise known as Cornerstone, has a goal to open a permanent shelter with affordable housing beds here in the town of Amherst. In the town of Amherst, the council has been so good to work with this organization and actually have a building that they're working to get opened on Prince Arthur Street in the future. However, many of us, including many of their board members, were very concerned that that would not be ready for this winter. And therefore, we put in a proposal to the provincial government to ask for funding so that we can hire professionally trained staff, as well as rent a building somewhere in the town of Amherst or County of Cumberland to make sure that no one goes unsheltered this winter. Many people working together looked for a building. And unfortunately, every place that people asked, the owner of the building or the landlord just simply said no. Thankfully, one organization, one group of people did not say no. And we're very grateful to the owners of the Crossroads Building Church, which is on Church Street in Amherst. And although there's been some negative feedback from people in the community saying that is not the best location, the reality is it is the only location that has been able to be found that is willing to allow a shelter to be placed there for a temporary time period. And right now that time period is looking at opening very soon, hopefully within the next couple of weeks, until around May the 1st. And then Cornerstone, Cumberland Homelessness and Housing Support Association, will be working very hard to make sure that there's emergency transition beds and more affordable housing within Cumberland County for next winter. Next to healthcare access issues, housing is the number two issue that my staff and I hear about at the MLA office on a regular basis. The fact is, housing is actually directly linked to health, and there's evidence-based research to prove this. There is a direct relationship to poor health without safe and adequate housing. And of course, this is common sense and highly predictable. However, it's always good to have data and research to prove it. Every day, I see people living unsheltered here in Cumberland County, and I also see people living unsheltered in the city of Halifax when I'm down there for the legislature. We should never, ever accept someone as not having a place to live or having shelter. One of the negative comments against having a shelter here in our communities is that we're inviting people from other places who have problems to bring their problems to us. And I want to share with you, in the past, over the last couple of years, when I've been in Halifax at the legislature, I've sometimes, when I've had some free time, gone and spoken to some of the people who are panhandling on the street. And on three different occasions, the people that I spoke with were from Cumberland County. On three different occasions. So I think it's really important to acknowledge that there are people living unsheltered and homeless everywhere, and the problem has really, really worsened since the pandemic. Many people ask why, and the overarching reason is because we've had a large number of people immigrate here to Nova Scotia. Many of the people have been welcomed from Ontario and other Canadian provinces, as well as from Ukraine and other countries in the world. But we have not been able to increase the amount of housing in relation to the number of people that have actually moved here. The people living in communities here in Cumberland County are not used to seeing people lying on a sidewalk, living in a tent out in the county, or sleeping in the front of a store. And I've been hearing from constituents for months saying, Elizabeth, you and the other leaders in the community have to do something. And I know all along there's been some degree of homelessness and couch surfing. We have never seen what we are seeing now here in Cumberland County and all communities across Nova Scotia. Housing, or lack thereof, has led people to, who in the past could find something to live in, even if it were very modest, now simply cannot find any place to rent. Lack of affordable housing and lack of housing in general has been a major issue in our area of Cumberland County for at least 2 years. I've engaged with developers, contractors, landlords, municipal governments, both the town of Amherst and the county of Cumberland, and residents to seek more housing to be built and constructed in our area. In fact, I was just contacted by a developer last week, and they said, what can we do? And I said, please build me more houses, build more housing stock. We just simply need more housing. I have held public meetings as well as private meetings with developers and landlords, with the mayor of the county and the mayor of the town of Amherst to ask them to look at all ways that we can prevent all the barriers, prevent all the roadblocks for contractors and developers to build more housing, and ask developers and landlords and investors to consider investing right here in Cumberland County to build more housing. When I ask developers and contractors why they're not building more housing, one of the common themes was that there's too much bureaucracy to access funds to increase housing. They highlighted that too many municipal bylaws, there's too many delays, that not all rules and laws make good common sense, and that they are often prohibitive to getting work done. Thankfully, our local mayors of Amherst and Cumberland did attend a meeting that I held with developers back a few months ago, and we have seen some changes from the Town Council of Amherst since those meetings. One of the challenges that developers, private developers, face is that almost all funding for affordable housing to improve more accessible housing for people who are in the lower socioeconomic levels is that this funding is simply not available to them as private developers. Almost all funding is only accessible by nonprofits. And in fairness, many nonprofits have a board of directors that have the best of intentions and goals, but do not always have enough time or don't have the capacity and skill set to build the amount of affordable housing that's needed in communities such as Cumberland. So I don't believe that affordable housing should be placed solely on the backs of volunteers. And I have encouraged the Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing to make funding more accessible for developers so that they can turn things around and quickly. We need housing for nurses. We need houses for lab techs. We need houses for all kinds of skilled trade workers if we want people to move here to Cumberland County. In fact, over the last 6 months, I've had several leaders in healthcare in Nova Scotia Health tell me that they are having difficulty recruiting nurses and lab techs and other healthcare professionals to our regional hospital because there's simply no housing for them. So the need for housing is urgent for all socioeconomic levels, but especially those who are living unsheltered right now. So I am so thankful to Cornerstone, Cumberland Homelessness and Housing Support Association, the Cumberland YMCA, the Town of Amherst, the staff from my office, and around 80 community members who have joined forces and are making sure that there is a winter emergency temporary shelter within the Town of Amherst that all persons from Cumberland County can attend if needed this winter. I also want to mention that in the funding proposal we put forth to the province, it included security, and security not just for the temporary winter shelter, but also for some of our churches who have offered to provide comfort centers during the day. So far, we have at least two confirmed churches that have offered to have a luncheon at noontime, like a cup of soup and some hot tea and coffee for those who need a warm place to go. Now, this is not just for who we think of when we stereotype who are homeless in our community. In fact, I'm going to talk in just a couple of minutes about some of the statistics that have been gathered, some of the data that's been gathered from right here in Cumberland County. But these comfort centers are for anyone who is having difficulty heating your home this winter due to the high price of oil. So in the days ahead, in the weeks ahead, I think you'll hear from these local churches who are going to open their doors this winter. And we're very pleased that the province did come through with and provide some security funding for us to give to them. As you can see, the main topic of my MLA update today is housing, as well as affordable housing and the winter emergency temporary shelter. We have incredible people who are working out of the Cumberland YMCA that work with our vulnerable population. And I want to share with you some information that they've shared with myself, as well as other community leaders. Quote, homelessness in Cumberland County has become a public conversation amongst residents, Amherst Town Council, and several community stakeholders such as law enforcement, mental health, and addictions. The last service-based count of the number of people living homeless in Cumberland County showed 48 persons. A recent report from Statistics Canada identified that people living in Cumberland County have the same rates of people living below the after-tax low-income measure, which is $26,500 a year, as the Halifax Regional Municipality. This was from the Government of Canada report in 2022. The national rate of people living with less than $26,500 per year in income is 11.1%. In Cumberland County, the rate is at and above the national average. From the Statistics Canada report, Cumberland County has the greatest number of people living below the after-tax low-income measure in the province and has the least number of resources. Of course, those of us living here in Cumberland County are not surprised to listen to this today, but it's always very eye-opening when you actually see the data confirming everything that we know. So all this to say, as your MLA for Cumberland North, I am determined to work with my community stakeholders, with our other levels of government, and especially with our existing provincial government to ensure that Cumberland County gets more resources than what we currently have. And in this last fall session of the legislature, when debating one of the bills around housing, I shared very emphatically that Cumberland County is tired of getting the short straw. I am going to work very hard to work with our provincial government, to work with cabinet, with the premier, to ensure that we start getting what we need and what we deserve right here in this province. And I'm so pleased to see the funding that we received for Cumberland County for this shelter. It happened because we came together and we asked and we showed the need. And there was a very, very strong team of people working together, working with a spirit of collaboration in order to get needs met here. And that is what we need. And that is what I am determined to continue to do on this issue and many, many more issues. So having said that, I want to pivot and tell you today about another event that I'm organizing for December the 6th. Supporting survivors of sexual assault and domestic abuse has become a major priority for me in my role as MLA. Back in 2017, when I first put my name on the ballot, I honestly had no idea how pervasive this problem was, not just throughout our communities, but really throughout all of Nova Scotia and the Maritime region. I meet beautiful souls each and every week who have suffered and many continue to suffer greatly on a regular basis. There are needs for systemic changes in our society and in our justice system. On December the 6th, I'm asking you to join me as we hear local people. I have women and one man who are going to share their stories of abuse as well as their journey to healing. Their stories are an inspiration and a reminder of the power when one stands in their truth. Everyone is welcome, survivors, allies, and the general public, to be fearless and to stand in your truth event. December the 6th, 6:30 to 8:30 at Christ Church, 5 Lawrence Street in the town of Amherst. There will be a sharing closet. I'm actually calling it Kate's Sharing Closet. And this will be of jewelry, clothing, and purses. And there will also be refreshments after. If anyone's interested in donating clothing, women's clothing, men's clothing, and anything that you think would be helpful to someone in need, please drop it off at my office this week. And we'll be sure to include it in Kate's Sharing Closet at Fearless Standing Your Truth event on December the 6th. Let's join together and let's create the change that we know is needed in our communities and throughout the world. Let's be leaders right here in the town of Amherst, right here in the county of Cumberland. I would like to extend birthday wishes and special anniversary wishes to anyone who is celebrating this week, especially Elsie Aretta Pike, who is celebrating 104 years of age on December the 1st. Can you imagine? 104. Well, I had the opportunity to meet Elsie last week. She's at Centennial Villa, and I was able to wish her in person a happy 104th birthday. And I asked her, I said, Elsie, tell me, what advice would you give to me and to others at the age of 104? What is the best advice you would like me to pass on to our community? And she thought about it for a moment, and she said, take good care of your families. That's the most important advice I could give. So I want to end my MLA update today on that note. Words of wisdom from Elsie Aretta Pike, who's turning 104 this week on December the 1st. Thank you to CFTA 107.9 and Mr. Ron Bickle and the staff at CFTA for providing me with this opportunity to share with you my weekly constituency update for Cumberland North. Take care of yourselves, take care of others, and have a great week.